Now time for locker room chat for the Frankfurt girls basketball team. Unable to get a hold of Brian Ebert this week, unfortunately, as they have gone out to a fantastic 5-0 start after winning the Wabunsee invite this past week, as they defeated Manhattan Chief 59-15 on the 6th. They followed that up with a win 2 days later against Wabunsee 52-29, and then followed that up with a 49-17 win over Northern Heights in the championship game to round things off. Then after that, they followed that up with a victory on Tuesday night against Valley Heights, 40-36 on the road. So they are 5-0, and they recently have been moved. Actually, they moved down one spot in the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association poll from number 9 to number 10. But they are a perfect 5-0 on the season. They're playing some great basketball as of right now. They're 1-0 in league play and TVL contests, and they have one coming up on the 19th. Against Blue Valley Randolph as they host that one, and then they will have a couple weeks off going into the Christmas break. And once they get out of the Christmas break into the new year, they get thrown right into the fire right away with 3 games in the span of a week, with a game against Donovan West on the 3rd at home, and they go on the road for 2 games on the 6th and the 10th respectively against Hanover and then Wetmore, and they follow that up with the TVL tournament. And that will be taking place at Washington County for the girls' side. And then they get a few weeks off, or actually they get a little bit of time off. I don't think it's a few weeks, but they get a little bit of time off before they get to play Clifton Clyde at home on the 27th, and followed it up with a game at Blue Valley Randolph on the 31st to finish out the month of January. So there's a lot of basketball to be played, but Frankfurt certainly in the mix to do some damage in the TVL this season. This is a team that brings back quite a bit from last year's team after they went 15-8 a year ago and 6-6 in league play, as Brian Ebert is really doing some good things in his 7th year at the helm for the Wildcats. Their offense certainly doing some good things, but their defense has really been the story of the season so far. Before yesterday, they hadn't allowed more than 30 points to any opponent, as they gave up 12 points to Pawnee City, 15 to Manhattan Chief, 29 to Wabunsee, and 17 to Northern Heights, before yesterday giving up 36 to Valley Heights, but still able to get the victory on Tuesday. Well, the games now are going to really start to count as they enter league play, and they have to really keep that defense going and have their offense continue to be productive on all spots of the court. It's a pretty guard-heavy team. They still have the ability to back you down on the inside with a couple of pretty good forwards as well. And I'm telling you, this is a team that is ranked for a reason. They deserve to be where they are, and they deserve all the success they've had so far. They're just hoping to keep it up, and they certainly have a good chance to do so. Again, they take on Blue Valley Randolph coming up on the 19th, and that will be a home game for the Wildcats. This has been your locker room chat for the Frankfurt girls basketball team, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfurt. We'll have Coach Ebert back on the show on our first show after the Christmas break.